Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Good evening, Manchester, and welcome to another Storm. Another Love Storm evening. It's Wednesday, and your girl Jerry is back. This is Love Storm on Radio Africana. I'm here to warm up your cold evening. I can't believe we're back to sweater weather. Oh, summer is just nothing but a memory away. But I'm here. That's the good bit. Jerry's here to brighten up and warm up your Wednesday night. I hope that you've had a good day. And look at us, we've made it to another Wednesday. How has your week been? I hope you've had a lovely, lovely week. This is Love Storm and I'm Jerry. To be a part of the show, as usual, the number to text is 0744-881-1570. You can text in just to say hello, or you can text in to be a part of the show. I'm going to be revealing today's topic in a bit. Yeah, so tonight I'm going to be asking you a question, as always, and tonight's question is, how do you find love? How do we actually find love? I know we've talked about everything about love, finding about relationships, building relationships. Now let's get to the main thing. How do you find love? Because to be in a relationship, you have to find it, or it has to find you. So tonight, I want to know, for those of you in a relationship, how did you find love? Did you go out of your way, or did love find you? And to be a part of the show, the number to text is 0744-881-1570. If you're outside of the UK, because I know a lot of our listeners are outside the UK, you remember to add plus 44-744-881-1570 to tell me how you found love, or if you haven't found it and you are in the process of finding it, tell me how you're going about it. And for those of us who haven't found it just yet, who aren't in the process of finding it just yet, we might be taking notes. It's time to make notes and know how to actually find love. I'm gonna take a shot music break just so that you can grab your phones and start texting in. And I'm gonna give you an opportunity to grab a drink, either a hot brew or get yourself some tall glass of wine while I go on this short music break, and I'll be back in no time. See you in a minute. Do not touch that dial.
Into my eyes, you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart, search your soul, and when you find me there, you'll search no more. Don't tell me trying for, you can't tell me it's not worth dying for. true. Everything I do it for you.
That was a lovely one by Brian Adams, and you are still listening to Lovestorm on Radio Africana, and it's still your host Jerry. Tonight I'm asking you an important question, and that is, how do you find love? You know, dating coaches always say love won't come knocking on your door, and while you're hiding under your duvet, Prince Charming is not going to come all the way to say knock knock, because you would have to put the work in and go out there and put yourself out there. But the big question is, where do you look and how do you go about it? Is there a strategy, or is love about fake chemistry? Do you just stumble into it? This is just me having a lot of thoughts in my head. Like, do you just wake up, you know, like, oh, tonight I feel like finding love, you know, when you're craving maybe suya or spicy chicken, and you just wake up and say, I'm just going down the store to get it. Is that how you find love? Do you just wake up and say, today I'm going love hunting, just like you're going job hunting? You go on to LinkedIn. I know we have dating apps that would enable that, and but does it really work? Is there a recipe, or is there a strategy for finding love? How did you go about it? If you found love using an app, how did you position yourself? Did you have like a killer profile picture, or did you have a really, really catchy profile? How did you tweak it? What did you put? Like, we need to know. I need you to fill me in, because I know back in the days, they would say, go to the church. Say, maybe if you're a Christian, they would always say, go to church. And then they had singles fellowship. I don't know if it's still a thing, but back in the days, they used to have like singles fellowship, where your pastor would say, okay, after church, I need all the singles to stay behind. Because we have the singles fellowship meeting, and it's assumed that everybody there is single. So brothers are encouraged to speak and chat up sisters. And they would also say, yeah, go networking. I know I've been to a couple of networking events, but I don't necessarily see them as where you should go to meet someone you're hoping to date, because I don't know, I don't think it's that kind of environment, because you're there to probably meet up based off your career, based off work. Is that really the right place to start saying, no, here's my card, you know, this is what I do for a living, and I'm also single? If you've chosen to date that way, how did you go about it? Because I'm probably a novice in this game, and maybe I've been networking the wrong way. I've attended conferences and nobody even bothered to say hi. You know, everybody just kept that straight face, and after the conference you're just walking about looking like you can't find your way out, just because you're trying to catch somebody's attention and nobody is interested in catching your attention. Because how do you know the person sitting right next to you is not married? In an event like that, how do you now separate the wheat from the chaff? How do you know this dude? Because a lot of married people these days do not wear rings. So how would you tell that this person? How do you now strategize? How do you position yourself? Because if you're attending a conference, for instance, and they give you name tags and you're supposed to sit where they've assigned to you, what are the chances that the person that's going to be sat next to you is a single person? Yeah, these are the questions that I need answers to. If you've done any of this, will be nice to hear your experience, and will be nice to also get tips from you, because I need to start maybe going out, putting myself out there, who knows, and I need some tips so that if I've been doing the wrong stuff, I might as well learn the new things and just put them into practice and see if they would be of any good to me. But here's the catch, you know, I think sometimes it's not just about where, it's just about how we show up. So if you look like maybe you've been fighting your landlord, or you just had a fight with your sister, nobody might notice you, because I've heard about people that just dashed to the store, say to go grocery shopping, and they met their Mr. Right. So I think it's not just about strategizing and saying go to this place, being strategic about it. Sometimes it's when you're not looking, because who knows, you don't know who you might meet at the grocery store. I was watching this video on Instagram the other day, and the guy was giving tips about where to meet people, and he said shooting range. I'm like, oh my goodness, shooting range. What? Number one question is, that guy who's by himself at the shooting range, what's his plan? Do you really want to be a man that is putting his frustrations out on an imaginary person? That one didn't sit quite well with me. I wouldn't want to go to a shooting range to find myself a man, because that's like looking for a psycho alert. That one is like, nah, red flag. And he did mention as well going to like niche places, for instance, going to a watch repair shop. I'm thinking, watch repair shop? So I'll just wake up, get my wristwatch, and say, okay, I'm going to a watch repair shop, even though my wristwatch is working. What if I get there and the man is married? Or what if I get there and there's nobody there? What am I going to do? Like, you know, sometimes you hear the weirdest things and you watch the weirdest videos on Instagram. I just watched that one. I'm like, is this guy making any sense at all? Like, in as much as we want to go searching, like, can it be that bad that you go to a watch repair shop to look for a man? Like, come on. And another one, the one that I really liked, was he said to join you know, not gentlemen clubs, you know, all them clubs that like social clubs where is members only. Yeah, all them members only clubs. And I'm like, okay, that's a good one as well. I might as well start searching for members only clubs around me. But if I'm paying for it, what's the guarantee that I'm gonna find single guys at the members only club? Because now you're saying so many things, so maybe if I'm gonna pay for one or two members only clubs, that's a lot compared with I'm adding that to my already long list of bills that I have to pay. I'm now paying this. What's the guarantee? Has anybody done this? Have you become a member of a members only club? And what's it like there? Like, let's know how we're going about this, because I need strategy, I need tactics, but it has to be tested and trusted. I don't just need wild ideas like going to a shooting range. No. I need ideas from married people out there, or people in a relationship. Tell me how you went about it. What did you do? Did you put yourself in a position to find love? Did you strategically position yourself for this, or did it just come? The number to text it in is 0744 881 1570. And yeah, I know psychologists will say, oh, you attract what you're ready for, so what you signals shows you're ready. I don't know how else I'm gonna do it. I don't know, because I think I'm mentally ready, but I don't know how else I'm going to position myself. Do we need a banner? Do we need to carry a placard? Let's just know, because a lot of us have been we've been ready since last year is even too close. Like, we've been ready like forever, and it's just that, why is he not finding us? What are the signals we're giving off? Are we giving off we are too ready, or are we giving up desperate? Like, we need to know. And how do we know what we're giving off? We need tips. Yeah, because a lot of women who say they've worked on themselves emotionally, they're self-aware, they are healed, they're clear about their values, which is, I think, again, that might be another problem as well, because when you're clear about your values and you have no confusion about what you want, that sort of whittles down your options, because now you know what you do not want, so that's a no-no for you. And they would also say communicate openly, so no playing games, and you're not ghosting anybody. But then if you're doing this and the person is playing games, how do you get them to stay? Because nobody just wants to invest all that effort and then nothing happens, because that's what seems to be happening with them dating apps. You start strike a conversation with somebody, then halfway through it you just begin to lose interest, because maybe you just see that the conversations do not hold a lot of weight, or they're not just what you want, or some of them just see that you're not what they want and they ghost you. And how do you go about it? How do you get to make it work? These are the questions that I have on my mind all the time. I'll go to the phone lines because I can see messages are coming in. So I've got Ada from Hume. She says, I met my husband in Tesco while reaching for Nigerian style Indomie. He helped me pick the last pack, and now we've been married for close to 6 years. So yes, you can be found in aisle 7. Ladies, we're saving aisle 7. You see, aisle 7, I'm noting that down. Indomie, I'm going to be eating Indomie every week. Okay, thanks for texting, Inada. That's a good one. Okay, aisle 7 it is. We need to start going to the big grocery stores just to do and see if you're going to find yourself a single man, because who knows, he just might be on aisle 7 waiting for you. And that was what I said earlier, it's not necessarily you go paying for so many conferences, you attending networking events, because they're expensive. Imagine you having a budget of, your networking events, you're having a budget of conferences, having another budget of your members only clubs, or just to meet somebody, you're going out for meals, you're going to shooting ranges, you're going to sports game, like at the end of the month you're going to be going off £300-400 just to find yourself someone. I think that's a lot of effort, which I'm not willing to put. Maybe that explains why I'm still single. Because I know, because I really do not know how people that do all of that do it, how they manage to do it, and how successful they have been. So I'm not really gonna say do that, because if I don't get a lot of people texting in tonight to say this is how they got their partners, then I don't know. If it's not tried, trusted, I'm not falling for that propaganda. That's one propaganda I'm not falling for. But I think I'm happy to fall for the be strategic, wait, maybe going to the stores, maybe African stores, if that's what you're after. If you want a French person, maybe look for a brioche bakery. If you want, you know, like any country you want, just go do anything that they like doing. Probably that I might test, because Ada has confirmed that she found hers in a grocery store. So that's one that we should put down on our notes. Okay, so if you're just tuning in, this is Love Stump with Jerry, and tonight we're talking about how to find love, where do we go to find love, and how do you strategize, what are the tactics that you've tried out in the past that worked for you. We only want to know the ones that have worked for you. I don't want to know the ones that haven't worked out, because we want to know the ones that you've tried out and they did work out for you. The number to text is 0744-881-1570. And when we're going to go on a short music break, when we come back, I'll be talking about red flags versus green flags. Let's know if there are red flags and green flags that we should know when we are placing ourselves in that position to find ourselves love. Do not go anywhere. I'm just going on a very short music break, and the phone lines are going to be open, like proper open, when I come back. So do not touch that dial and keep sending your messages, because I'm going to be reading them out as soon as I come back. It's Love Stump. Stay a girl, Jerry. I'll be back.
By the moon and the stars in the skies, and I swear, like the shadow that's by your side, I see the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know my part, 'cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears, and though I make mistakes, I'll never break. By the moon and the stars in the skies, I'll be there. I swear, like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every my heart, and I swear, ooh. I'll give you everything I can. I'll build your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the wall.
Welcome back to Lovestorm, and it's still your girl Cherry. And tonight we're talking about how to find love, talking about the strategies, how to position yourself for love. If you've tried that, how did it work out for you? And I'm going to the phone line. So I've got Tracy from Manchester, and Tracy says, what is yours is yours. You can't force love. Just go about your daily business. Go to work, grocery shop, church, restaurants, whatever. God's time is the best. At the right time, God will bring the right person to you, even if you're under your bed. Let the man do the hunting. He'll find you under the sea if need be. Oh, that's sweet, Tracy. He'll find, I think, yeah, that's some that's some consolation, you know, because honestly, it does get frustrating when you try so hard and nothing happens. You then feel burnt out. It just, I think it also sort of affects your self-esteem, especially when you put yourself out there in say dating apps. You put yourself out there and you just see that you're not getting enough swipes, or when you're getting swipes, you're not getting the right people, and you just start double thinking and you're like, am I really, is it that bad? Has it become really this bad? Have I lost that spark? But yeah, like Tracy has just said, God's time is the best. Just go about your daily business and don't force it. If it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. If it's not happening, it's not happening. But in due time, the right person will find you. Thanks for that, Tracy. Bola from Manchester says, I'm here for the music today. All these Tesco and shooting range moves past me. I know, because the hassle. Imagine going through all that hassle just to get somebody. I wonder if it's the same for the men, because do men go out of their way to meet women? Do men position themselves, would you tell a man to go to a hairdressing salon to look for a woman? Or tell them to go to a nail spa and see if it is the pressure more on the women? Yeah, come think of it. Do men go out of their way to meet women? Because I think the pressure is more on we women now. Oh gosh. So I've got a message from Harriet in Manchester. She says, under the bed in a psychiatric ward. I know. Oh my goodness. Okay, I've got Tammy in Manchester. The phone lines are buzzing tonight. She said, Tracy, God isn't working fast enough. Tammy, God's time is the best. God's time, when he says chill, it's chill. Because when you want to run faster than God's time, you end up waiting in front. That's what I've come to realize. So God's time is always the best time. And Toby says, I believe mine will find me because I'm not looking. Absolutely. I think that's it. Just oh god, the phone lines are buzzing. I have another person in Manchester said, all become a lesbian. Since there are more women out there that are single than men, yeah, you might as well. Oh, that's pretty hilarious. I'm having a good laugh tonight. And I want to thank everybody for participating, for going to, for actually texting in. That's great. We have Kunle in Salford. Yeah, we're finally hearing from the men. Kunle said, I thought I was in love until she ghosted me for 3 weeks and came back saying her battery died. Jerry, that's a red flag. Gosh, what battery does she use? It took her 3 weeks, an entire 3 weeks, to charge her battery. That indeed is a red flag. That is a red flag indeed. Kunle, you did beat me, because you did beat me too, because I was actually going to talk about red flags and green flags that we should look out for when we are dating. But that's a good one. Like, what kind of excuse is that? Like, dating apps are tiring, honestly. These are the kind of excuses you get on there. Imagine going away for 3 whole weeks and saying your battery died, girl. get over it, like move over. But truly, here now, that's the tough part, you know, separating the wheat from the chaff, because dating is like shopping. You'd get to see the original and fake side, you know, when you go to like a market and then you see all sorts. That's how dating is. You definitely get to see the original stuff and the fake stuff, and sometimes it does take experience to know the difference. I think what I've just come to realize with dating is what I do now. This is my own tip. You can take it, you can leave it. But how I whittle down my list is I look at their actions. Do their actions match their words? If that's a no, cross, red flag. Do I feel safe, heard, and respected? If that's no, red flag. Do they support my growth? Not necessarily now. Are they going to support my growth? Does it sound like they will support my growth, or do they drain me? If the answer is drain me, red flag. Are they available emotionally and not just physically? Because that's the big one. You see some people put themselves out there and say they want a relationship, and then a few weeks down the line you just find out that this person is in no way emotionally available. They just want to chase because you are available. If their answer is they are not available emotionally, run. It's not even about red flag. Just, you know what? Run. Do not even waste your time, because those are proper time wasters. I'll take my list again for those at the back so that you guys can hear me. Number one is, do their actions match their words? Number two is, do I feel safe and respected? Number three is, do they support my growth or do they drain me? And the last one is, are they available physically and emotionally? Because we don't just want them to be physically present, we need them to be emotionally available. Got a message from Bola. Bola says, seriously, I feel like sometimes love finds you when you least expect it. Absolutely. That's it. That's when it finds you, because when you're chasing too much, I think you just sort of look rather desperate, and at that point that's when you start to compromise, because you are now desperate, and it then feels like, oh, there's a timeline, I have to, let me just do it because I need to. But when you relax, you then able to think straight, you're then able to then ask yourself these questions, and you can now see if they're the right people for you at that point or not. I have Harriet from Manchester. Harriet says, red flags should not be ignored during dating, as it's just a tip of the iceberg. When you move on to the next level, it will surely escalate. You couldn't have put this any better, because things that we ignore will come back to haunt us. I'm a strong believer of that. When you make excuses for what the red flags you're seeing now, that's yourself setting yourself up for failure, because those red flags are not for the person. The red flags are for you. It's you telling yourself run, but then you staying is you sabotaging yourself. So once you've spotted those red flags, if they're a no-no, that's it. A deal breaker would always be a deal breaker. And some of the red flags that you should look out for when dating is, number one, inconsistent communication. Like Kunle said, why would somebody ghost you for 3 weeks and come back and say their battery died? That's a red flag. And another one is the rush into commitment but avoid accountability. They're just pushing everything. It's like, oh, boom, 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 never giving you that opportunity to breathe. That person has got another thing planned, because if they want to get into a relationship, they'll be looking after themselves as well. It's not just looking after you. So why are they not looking out for themselves? You shouldn't be reckless with your love, and they shouldn't be reckless with their love. So if they're in a rush for commitment but avoiding every accountability, they're not talking about what the relationship is about, who you are to them, not making all of this clear, then that's not a relationship you should carry on with. Another one is if they're already exhibiting some traits like disrespect, they're controlling, or a teeny weeny bit of jealousy. If you can smell that, that's a red. These are red flags. Another one is chronic lying for no reason. Where are you? I'm at home, and then you're hearing loud music in the background, like, oh, or you're hearing blaring honks, and you're going, why does it sound like you're out? And they're like, oh no, I just stepped out. But why did you say you were home? Those little lies. Run. Always about them and never about you. They just talk. You can have a conversation for 40 minutes and it's just you hearing about them. They never pause to say, how has it your day been? How about you? Tell me about you. No, they just don't want to know about you. It's just you knowing about them. Even the things that are irrelevant about them, they want to shove it down your throat, but never want you to even have your own 1 minute of fame. That's a red flag. And you can send in more red flags if I haven't listed all the important ones. Onto the green flags, I would say consistency between words and actions. Look at, just weigh them. Are the words consistent? Are there actions to back the words? If they tally, then yeah, that's the red flag. Do they respect your boundaries? Do they say the right things and not disrespect you in any way? That's a green one. Emotional maturity, I think this is a big one. How do they handle disagreements without chaos? Do they just hang up on you when you guys have a little disagreement? Do they go away for days without speaking to you just because of the little disagreement that you had? Do they just stop calling you because you didn't pick their calls last night? They just ghost you for the rest of the week just because you didn't pick up one call? These are signs to look out for. And another one is willingness to invest in your growth and in what you do. They might just have met you and they just want to know everything about your work, your aspirations. They just want to support you in every way they can. It's not just financially. It might be, oh, you said you were studying for a course. Have you studied today? How far gone are you? If they know anything about your career or anything, they're putting their little inputs here and there, giving you, oh, have you read this book? Have you done that? You know that, yeah, this person is quite invested in you because they are already pouring into you. But if they're not pouring into you and they're just taking and draining, run. Yeah, going back to the phone lines, Toby from Manchester said, yeah, red flags will never turn green. Absolutely. No matter how you paint them, they will never be green. They will forever remain red flags. Yeah, and Tracy in Manchester, the baller in Manchester says, you know, the bad part is a lot of people see these things but turn a blind eye till it comes back to bite them. That's it. It always comes back to bite them because anything you ignore would grow. So it's just you watering it. You ignoring it is you watering it, because the other person would think you're comfortable with it and they'll carry on doing it because your quietness towards it is just you saying, yeah, do it, you're conceding. So that's why if it's not working for you, you need to set the boundaries. And there's this dating advisor that I follow. He's called Matthew Hussey. He says the right person doesn't make you anxious, they give you peace. And this is one that I keep to my heart. If I'm talking to someone and they make me feel anxious, I don't proceed, because I don't want to feel anxious around you even when we're not dating. Because if we are just in the talking stage and I feel the anxiety seeping through, then I'm not going to carry on. Because you should feel at peace with the right person. Because with my friends, I feel at peace with them. With my family, I feel at peace with them. Why would I want to let someone in that makes me feel a certain way? So if they don't bring you that peace, if they make you feel little and make you feel anxious, make you feel a certain way, no. That is the, if you need like a bell, an alarm to go off when the person is wrong, this is one that you should remember. The right person doesn't make you anxious, they give you peace. I'm going back to the phone lines. I've got NG from Russia. Said, please, I do not want to meet anybody in church again. All the brothers that say, God told me you're my wife, they are always the first to misbehave. Oh yeah. Do people still do that though, meet in church? I know it used to be a thing back in the days. I don't know if they still do it. I don't know if they still do the singles fellowship, and pastors will say, I saw it, I saw a vision that this is this person. Do they still do all of that? I wouldn't fall for that as well, honestly, because I just feel it's like one of the oldest tricks in the book when the brothers come to say the Holy Spirit. Bro, the only spirit that you're speaking to is your alcohol that you drink at night, because most of them are not that. No Holy Spirit is ministering to them. Those are just bars just to get you. And once you've heard Holy Spirit, you just adhere to it, follow the instructions, because they're coming from the Most High. Sandra from Bolton says, Jerry, I wasted 3 years with a man who said he wasn't ready for commitment. Ladies, if he says he's not ready, believe him. Rich sis. Yep, this one. Once they've said to you they're not ready, believe it. Don't go waiting. When they say give me another 4 years, girl, just bear it in mind that you're single till 4 years. It's now your choice. It's now for you to decide how long you want to wait for them. You can tell them, come back in 4 years. Or you bear in mind that you're going to be single till 4 years. That's just it. Because once they've said it to you, that is it. But really, what I don't understand is, what do we expect to happen when someone says they're not ready? We want to patiently wait for them to be ready and say, the person has already told you, I'm not ready. This is me telling you I'm not ready. And you're saying, give me 2 years, 3 years. What makes you think come 2 years they'll be ready? Because as it is now, they do not know if they're going to be ready in 2 years. So if they're not ready now, how would they be ready in 2 years? What's the guarantee? Are you going to sign an agreement and say, okay, this is it, in 2 years you're gonna get married to me? Or in 2 years, if there's no agreement, it's just you tying yourself down for another 2 years. Bola says the church matter is a whole topic on its own. It is indeed, because a lot of people just hide under the guise of religion, not just churches. I think it happens in other sects as well. They just hide under that guise just to make you lose your guards. Just, you keep your guards down and then they come in to manipulate you just to get what they want, because they know that once you hear a higher authority, you fall for it. But it's not everyone though, because I know there are a lot of people in churches that have met each other, they've married, it did work out for them. But they're also, like, with everything in life, they're good people, they're bad people. So, yep. So be careful whose tricks you fall for. So Femi in Oldham, dating apps work. Okay, Femi. I met my girlfriend on, I'm not gonna advertise for this app. The app that starts with a B. That's it. I'm not going to, Femi, I'm not doing free adverts for them. So it's dating apps work. I met my girlfriend on B. We bonded over Afrobeats and now we're planning our introduction. Oh, that's nice for me. Good on you. Please, can you send the invites? We need to have a love storm table. Hey, and tell us the colors we should wear for the Asher B because we should turn up. Send our invites, please. Okay, so, but Femi, you haven't told us how you placed yourself on the dating app. What your dating profile was? Did you have to take special pictures? How did you meet your girl? How do we know how did you approach her? How do we know a serious guy? These are tips that we need. Yes, it worked for you. Tell us how you went about it so that we can learn from it. And when we see guys like Femi on dating apps, we quickly swipe right. And then we slide down and know that, yes, tell us tips, what to look out for, what are the green and red flags to look out for. Yeah, we have S from Bolton. She says, oh yeah, I've read that. So okay, we have Chooks in Manchester City Center. Said my red flag was when she introduced me as her friend after 6 months. I knew it was time to separate wheat from chaff. Okay, this isn't quite clear because you haven't said if you were dating. So she introduced you as her friend. Was she your girlfriend at the time, or were you guys just dating? We need to have more details to be able to judge that. Were you in a serious relationship? Were you not? Who did she introduce you to? How did she come about introducing you as her friend? Yeah, we're going to go on a short music break. The number to text in is 0744-881-1570. And tonight we're talking about how to find love, how to show you're ready, and how to separate the wheat from the chaff. Like one of our texters just said, let us know how you've done it in the past. If you are married or if you're dating, let us know how you did it. But if you're single and searching, tell us how you're going about it and let's know how much progress you've made so that we can take tips from you, because there are single people like some of us out there and we need to get with the tea and know what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. Don't go nowhere. I'll be back in no time.
I love you more with every breath you
Still your girl Jerry, and you're still listening to Lovestum on Radio Africana, and we are talking about finding love tonight. I'm going to the phone lines quickly because, as always, time has just flown by yet again. If you're only tuning in for the first time, this is Lovestum. I'm here every Wednesday between 8 and 9 p.m. And if you've got a business you want to advertise on the show, you can find us on www.radioafricana.com. There's a contact us page if you can click on that, or find us on Instagram at Radio Africana, or also on WhatsApp 0744881570, and then just say you want to advertise on Lovestum. And we'll be sending you the details. Lovestum is your show where we talk about love, relationships, and every good thing between. We have listeners across the globe. So this is your one-stop shop for all things good. So if you're looking for the right place to advertise, slide into our DMs now. Going back quickly to the phone lines, I have got Anonymous from Manchester says, "My husband was not my type at first, but he pursued me with respect, patience, and consistency. Sometimes the right person doesn't fit your checklist. They exceed it." I love the last line. Thank you, Miss Anonymous, for that. I'm going to be adding that to my list as well. Sometimes the right person doesn't fit your checklist. They exceed it. That's what I'm looking for. Someone is gonna exceed my checklist, not someone is gonna deduct it, take out from it. So family, finding love is not about luck. I think we've come to realize that tonight. It's about putting yourself in the right places, being emotionally ready, and sharpening your discernment to know when someone is truly for you. Remember the red flags, and also remember that they will never turn green. We pray alone. But green flags shine brighter when two people choose to put in the effort and to love each other, because you can't do it alone. If you're loving the other person by yourself, you're still in it by yourself. So you need to find someone that wants to put the same effort, or even more effort than you're putting in. This is Lovestum with Jerry, where we navigate the storms of love with honesty, laughter, and wisdom. Until next week, stay ready, stay open, and may love find all of us. And for all of you that have found love out there, may love remain with you and stay with you. And may we find love, even if it's in the number 7 aisle of our grocery store. Okay, so thank you. I'm gonna love and leave you as always, but I'll be back Wednesday next week, so don't miss me too much, because I'll be with you in no time. Have a fantastic rest of your evening and rest of the week, and I'ma see you again next week. It's your girl Jerry. I'm signing out. Ciao.
Yeah. Looks like we made it. how far we've come, my baby. No matter, took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Ashamed that someone could be that important, that with like nothing can save you.
Diamonds in the light, and we're standing side by side as a shadow crosses mine. What it takes to